You know, it might sound sad, but right before we had that cave show, we had planned for the summer before that to be kind of like a tour.
Yeah.
But none of the venues really like answered back, and it was just really, really difficult. We played a few shows. We played two in the city that I had booked. It was my first time booking, and they just went awful. Like, we literally played to an empty room, and we needed to like sell tickets and stuff, so it was pretty bad. And that like disheartened all of us for a while. We took a long break, and our first show back in a while was actually a cave, and we were like all still really bummed, but the crowd reaction and everything like really revamped us and kind of brought us back to where we wanted to be.
We really wanted to play the cave again, and it took a while for us to get another show there, and then the second show we played there, it was even crazier. There were more kids in the room. And I think, you know, after that, like, no matter where, we were like, oh, it's just the cave. The cave has these people. But then we started playing other venues, and the kids who saw us at the cave started showing up to all these venues. And I think, the thing that the Long Island scene was missing for a really long time was somewhere where kids could go and see bands.
Yes, for free, for all ages, everything. Yeah.
You know, I think people think that, like, oh, it can be like it was back in the old day where, like, you know, it's at bars, CD bars, kids show up and, like, they sneak in, but, like, kids can't really do that anymore, you know? And that's not really good for kids to be sneaking into bars, really.
We shouldn't be asking kids to sneak into bars.
So, you know, like, I think having a place where it was super local, like, it's really where, like, no matter where you are, it's pretty easy to get to. And, like, it's all ages. Now it's donate, like, you can donate to help the bands out and stuff. You know, and it's just a place to hang out. And it's not even, like, kids show up there, they don't even care what bands are playing. They're just like, oh, there's a cave show tonight, I'm going. They don't care what bands are playing. They're going to get down there. They're going to dance. They're going to get sweaty. You know, and I think, you know, not to sound like a cave advertisement, but like, you know, I think that venue existing really helped us get our crowd. And, like, now we go to Connecticut and kids show up.
Yeah.
You know, and that's crazy.
Like, it felt crazy. We drew 8 people who came from here to see us when we played in Connecticut, of all places. Yeah. We were like, oh, my God, this is awesome.
So, you know, I think that right now the scene is doing really great. And I think the only thing we could always use is more people showing up to shows.
That's true.
That's the only thing we can always use. So, you know, if you are interested at all, if you like bands that are like My Chemical Romance and Taking Back Sunday and all these bands, like, they were playing in basements, they were playing at bars, like, you know, and it took people going to see them for people to notice and really care. So I think if you care about music in any way, it doesn't have to be punk. You can go see jazz bands. You can, you know, any music you really love, and if you're passionate about it, I think you should absolutely go and see it. And, you know, maybe you'll be inspired and you'll want to be in a band. And then you'll understand why it's important to have people care and come to shows. So I think right now the scene is doing really well. And I think it's on the up and up. For sure.
Yeah. Not to sound like a cave advertisement on my end as well, but I think I agree that, like, they really did so much for the scene there by giving people, like, an accessible place to go and just, like, it's all ages. It's, there's no, like, gatekeepy, weird people there. Like, I've never met someone who was a jerk at the cave. Like, everyone's nice. No one's like, oh, you don't know this band. Oh, you don't know this. Yeah. Like, oh, okay. Like,
and you know what? Cattle Fart? What are you doing here? What, you don't know Cattle Fart? What are you doing here, dude?
You weren't at Cattle Fart's debut show?
Idiot.
Why are you here?
Go home.
It's so great because, like, a lot of the kids that go to the cave, those are, like, their first shows.
Yes.
You know, and, like, that's what's really cool about it is, like, I made a zine recently where I talked about the cave a lot. I interviewed Joey, from the guy who runs the place. And
shout,
like,
out Joey. Shout
out to Joey. Him and Cam, baby.
Joey and Lenny, the dog.
Lenny's the dog. Lenny's a real one.
And, like, what is it? And, like, it's so crazy because a lot of those kids didn't even know what a zine was.
Yeah.
So giving them the zine, and so I was like, oh, wow, a lot of these bands that are playing here, we're like some of their first shows ever, and that feels like cool.
Yeah. So they have no frame of reference for what's good or bad, which works perfectly for us.
And that's why they can't gatekeep.
We can't gatekeep because we're like, please come in. Help. Buy a shirt. We're starving.
Please buy my sticker.
$10
for a sticker. Wash your car.
I do have one of your stickers on my laptop. I didn't bring it with me. But, yeah, Nikki just gave it to me at the Shakers show in December when I bought a shirt.
Stickers we just usually give out. Yeah.
I was going to say, I bought, like, a shirt from you guys, and I left with a shirt, a patch, a pin, and a sticker.
Gave us, like, the whole lineup.
We need you to rep us.
So thank you for that.
I do. We're desperate.
I should have worn my shirt today, and I
didn't. It's okay. Hot Mulligan's a great shirt to wear.
No, it would have been funny if I did, but, I'm trying to think of any other questions. I feel like I went through everything that I wrote down. Do you guys have anything you want to talk about? Anything you want to plug?
We could talk some poopy on some guys.
What are we talking about?
I don't know.
You can make up beef.
Buddy.
You can make up beef, dude. This will be exactly where it starts.
Yeah. I'm going to drag my buddy TJ by his ears to a show. I don't even think...
He doesn't even have ears, dude.
No.
It's messed up.
He doesn't have any ears. Damn. I shouldn't have said that. So, yeah, I mean, right now we're finishing up our album, The Weeping of Los Alamos, with, like I said, Nicholas Tarantino from Dead End Studios. And it's really sounding really great. It's 11 songs. It's about 40-something minutes. It's the longest thing we've ever done. And it's this really cool concept record about a guy who hears voices in a radio and is tasked with saving the world by a lady ghost who he falls in love with. It's a lot cooler than that, I promise. I'm just bad at explaining it.
No, that is cool.
it's there's some really cool songs you probably wouldn't expect from a band like us. Like, there's some really pretty moments on it, and some very emotional things, which, I mean, I guess you'd expect that part from us. We're crybabies a little bit.
I don't cry, dude.
I've never cried in my life.
I haven't cried since I was, like, first born. Day one. Cried. Again.
So, yeah, we're really proud of it, and we're really hoping people will gel with it, because we're just trying to do, instead of what we think people think we should do, we're just trying to do what we want to do. And I think we're just four guys who really love what we do. And I think that it'll shine through, and we hope it inspires other people to do that, whether it be music or art or, you know, their day-to-day job. Like, do what you love. So we're really excited for that to come out. We don't know exactly what day it's going to come out. We're shooting for the first single to be done by June 8th. Mm-hmm. So look out for that day. And again, it's The Weeping of Los Alamos. Ghosts, ghouls, end of the world, nukes.
No goblins.
Very interesting. No goblins, unfortunately.
Next album.
The
there
only
are cannibals.
There are cannibals.
Oh, okay.
The only goblins I keep are in my magic deck. So, yeah, I think that's all we currently have to promote, other than the Bash.
The Bash.
Come to the Bash, 27th this Saturday, 12 p.m. No punk time. Show up at the right time, Stoller Steps.
You know, everyone who goes gets a free wink from all of us.
Yes. True. Very true.
An individualized wink, or are you just going to all collectively stand on stage and, like, wink at the entire crowd at once?
No,
are you going, like, one by one?
They're
going
to line up.
It's a line.
Okay.
They each get a wink, yeah. Some people get two winks.
It's like when you played a baseball game when you were a kid. Good game, good game, good game, good game, but wink, wink, wink.
Yeah, we don't want to touch anyone. We're just going to wink.
Yeah, no, I'm scared of COVID.
We're on COVID rules, so just, like, exactly. Winking. It's more sanitary than the elbow bump anyway, because you're still touching.
Exactly.
So.
Yeah.
All right, well, that is, I think that's, I mean, again, unless you guys have anything else you want to say, but.
You know what?
I think I left the stove on.
Oh, dude, I left my dog in the shower.
What was he?
You don't have a dog. Whose dog was it?
All right, well, Dan's got to go turn his stove off, and Nikki has to get a dog
out of his shower.
So, thank you again to the Naughty Boys for coming in and taking the time to talk with us about The Bash and their albums and their mystery dogs that they didn't know they had.
Thank you very much for having us. I appreciate it very greatly.
Let me play you guys off.
Play me out with the coolest song in the world. Sad Squatch.
No, not that one.
Oh.
Where is it? Huh. That's not it. Well,
that's
live demo.
It. Yeah, don't listen to that.
That was the version.
That
I feel
not,
like they don't want me to hear
that one's
live
not
demo.
Good.
Missed the word.
Oh, there it is.
Oh, yeah.
I am a modern-day vampire. Always bats under eyes, so tired. The only things I kill are good times. Only thing that's real is mistake me, or would you leave me? And if I asked you, kill me slowly, would you stake me? And if I told you I was dead, would you listen or run instead? And if I told you I was dead, would you shoot me?
Listen to Modern Day Vampire by the Naughty Boys, Long Island's very own. You're listening to WUSB 90.1 FM. Up next, we got Jimmy Eat World's Bleed American. Please enjoy.
It's called Bleed American.
Hello, this is Ringo. Dangerous drugs aren't an escape. They're a trap. I'm talking about heroin and barbiturates. Anyone who wants to use them is on a dead-end street. I think it's time we all got together and took a good look at what drugs are doing to a lot of your friends, and my friends here and across the sea. If you really love them, tell them not to use dangerous drugs.
Hey, little girl, beware of Satanists. They'll try to kidnap you and maybe even kill you.
You're obviously misinformed. Why teach the child slanderous myths?
Satanists perform rituals with lots of blood and animal sacrifices, too!
That's simply not true. We don't perform any rituals involving animals, unless you count fishing, which we don't. Back to the water for you, Mr. Gills.
Satanists will ask you for all your money.
And you won't?
They want to enslave decent people. We must destroy them and their kind.
Now that's religious persecution, and that's against the law. So long, hate monger. Remember, little girl, everyone's entitled to their beliefs.
Yes. crowd and pick you out. My mouth moves too fast for you to figure it out. It starts eyes closed to fingers crossed, to I swear I say, to I swear I say.
Two hands between us.
XO by Fall Out Boy on The Graveyard Shift on WUSB Stony Brook 90.1 FM, because I don't think I've mentioned the name of my show in the entire hour and a half that I've been on so far. But to be fair, we had a lot of other far more interesting things to talk about when Dan and Nikki from the Naughty Boys were just in here with me. That was a fun time. Is that my chair squeak? I think that's my chair squeaking. Or my stomach growling.
No, it's from another room.
Oh. Okay, well, there's demons in the station. Love it. Now I lost my train of thought. Damn demons.
The Naughty Boys?
The Naughty Boys. So they're playing at WUSB's The Bash this Saturday at Stoller Steps on campus. If you're not a Stony Brook University student, you can still go. You're encouraged to go. It's for everyone. But you can also put Stoller Steps into Google Maps. It is a place on Google Maps. I can tell you that. You can find it. You may not think you can find it, but you can find it, and you can get there. And you, too, can understand what it's like to see the Naughty Boys and have your life change. You know what else is life-changing? This song. A over a month ago now. Wow, a month and a day ago, at Madison Square Garden, Fall Out Boy. I was there because I have a problem, and it's my sixth Fall Out Boy show I've seen, and would have been the seventh if they didn't cancel their Citi Field date in 2021. But that's over the course of like 10 years, so I feel like I'm not as insane as I could be. So now I'm just rambling about my concert habits because I don't really know what else to talk about, but I am in the mood to yap. Anyway, they just randomly pulled this out during the set. Instead of playing with their normal set list songs, they played XO, and I cried. It was amazing. It was life-changing. And then after that, they switched out another normal set list song for Tell That Mickey Just Made My List of Things to Do Today. And I cried again. And then they brought out William Beckett, and I did not cry because I don't really listen to The Academy Is, but I'm very happy for the people there who do listen to The Academy Is, and we're very excited by it. It was a moment for them. It was their win. And they played Get Busy Living, Get Busy Dying. Get Busy Living or Get Busy Dying for the 8-Ball that night, which, if you are not a Fall Out Boy fan, the 8-Ball is this monstrosity in their set list where they constantly pick just a random deep cut every night, no rhyme or reason, and play it. It's insane. It's the best thing ever. It's the worst thing ever. They played Rat-A-Tat for the first time ever live when I wasn't there to see it, so that kind of hurt me. The 8-Ball did betray me. There's a lot of funny merch on Redbubble relating to the 8-Ball that I can't repeat what it says on the air, but it's funny. Look it up, trust me. I'll stop yapping now, because I know that's not what you're listening for. You're listening because you want to hear Mystery by Turnstile.
outside for the first time in a long time. Lose yourself, sink into the sunlight. It's been a while since you felt right, but the warm nights are coming soon and you'll be just fine. You'll be just fine. Be just fine. Outside for the first time in a long time. You said you can't remember what it's like to feel more than cold on the inside. But the sunrise will come again and you'll be just fine. You'll be just fine.
about getting out, but not forgetting about how all my worst fears are letting out. He said, why put a new address on the same old loneliness when breathing just passes the time until we all just get old and die? Now talking's just a waste of breath and living's just a waste of death. And why put a new address on the same old loneliness? And this is you and me and you, until we've got nothing left.
Yeah. familiar ceiling. And I should leave, 'cause everybody here is tripping some new drug except for me. 'Cause I don't have the money, and I've been thinking about letting my hair grow. I have been thinking about cutting it short. I have been thinking about dyeing it yellow. But I don't think I have the bone structure or wardrobe to support that type of look. So I will tattoo my poems all over my body. They won't know who I was before. And I will cut off my fingers, no ID to find me, when I am washed up on the New Jersey shore. The New Jersey shore. The New Jersey shore. I talk to myself too much, too often, trying hard to figure out why the feelings that line my stomach are always pushing for my mouth. So I will learn to sleep on my chest, and I will learn to let things go, and I will learn to come to terms with the things that I will never know. I will never. I'll take what I am given, but we both know that I'll need more. No, no, I'll take what I can get. I'll take what I am given, but we both know that I'll need more. No, no, I'll take what I can get. I'll take what I am given, but we both know that I'll need more. No, no, I'll take what I can get. I'll take what I am given, but we both know that I'll need more. So more.
Crazy, but he's not a man, or that they can't get him that crazy. Been a sound like I'm not gonna take away his authority. And I hit him, strip him, club him, some bitter comfort. No one answers, no one takes that call.